Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another beautiful day of staying in step with you, living by faith. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that is upon us, Lord, because we can't be born again without the Spirit. And in the Spirit, being in the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. So thank you for just keeping us in step day by day. And yeah, hour by hour, this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 to 9. Test yourself to make sure you are solid in the faith. Don't drift along taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checkups. You need first-hand evidence, not mere hearsay, that Jesus Christ is in you. Test it out. If you fail the test, do something about it. I hope the test won't show that we have failed. But if it comes to that, we'd rather the test showed our failure than yours. We're rooting for the truth to win out in you. We couldn't possibly do otherwise. We don't just put up with our limitations. We celebrate them and then go on to celebrate every strength, every triumph of the truth in you. We pray hard that it will all come together in your lives.
Hallelujah. So here we've got a beautiful, important portion of scripture that says that we need to stay in the truth, stay in the faith, and then we can see faith is also truth, and then faith is Christ in us. And so yeah, the beauty is here. Let's go right back to the beginning. When we came to the Lord, we came out of this world. Amen. Our past was dealt with so we can have that destiny, that future. And then in coming out, we needed to be born again so that we could have the Spirit, which is a guarantee of our inheritance. And what does the Holy Spirit do? Jesus says the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and reveal it to you. And so Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith, which is according to the destiny, the plan that God has got for us. And so, yeah, so it's about staying in tune. And I think I go back to Romans 14 again. You know, when you stay in tune, Jesus is revealed to us and the Father. And we can see that in John 14, where Judas, not Iscariot, says, how will you reveal yourself to us and not to the world? He's speaking about disciples. So we need to be disciples. A disciple is a true follower of Jesus. You need to be a true follower. No shortcuts. And that's it. And so you need to stay in tune. And the Lord is a living God, ruling and reigning to bring down all darkness. So it's not going to be just a once-off salvation, once-off bowing your knees, once-off confessing Jesus is Lord. It's a continual submitting, hearing, persevering, and staying. I think of James where he says, when you have endured and when you have come through, you have the crown of life. So this crown of life, the goodness of the plan God has got for us, is no shortcut. It's coming to the Lord, staying with the Lord, persevering with the Lord, and then that perseverance is faith and patience, and then that perseverance is building character. You becoming the person God made you to be. Like David had to go through testings. And this portion of scripture speaks about, yeah, when you see something bad or something that needs to be dealt with, you can rejoice because it's going to be dealt with in Jesus, but always staying in the boundary lines of spirituality, not carnality. So, okay, some basic scriptures about staying in the faith is Psalm 37, and that was where I learned my first one. It talks about you now in the Lord. Now you abide in that land. You stay in that. You stay conscious of him. You stay drawing close, being aware. And everything he says to you, I think of Isaiah 54, it's precious stones. So you don't throw away a scripture, a precious truth, a precious reality of Christ in you. You hold on to it. You build on that. And in those precious stones also can come forth in many different ways. So there's experiences, adventures you've got to go on so as to bring out those qualities, the qualities of the image and likeness of Jesus in you. So it's abiding in the land And then when you abide in the land, like the branches in the vine, you're desiring, and then you're asking. So you're asking according to that which is in the great and precious promises, that which is according to the word, that which the apostles have given us, that opens up the reality of a resurrected Lord that is here with us. We don't have to bring him down or raise him up from the dead. He's with us. The word is with you in your heart and in your mouth. So you stay in tune, and that's when he gives you the desires of your heart. So you have a vision, you have faith. And then that's a lesson island. That's a lesson we just saw with Paul, was speaking about that, where he went out of the spirit into the flesh and started concerning himself by the thorns in the flesh. It can be sickness, it could be the trials, could have been whatever. But then the Lord said, my grace is your sufficiency. So you stay in the boundaries of keeping in step with the Lord, knowing he's present with you, and knowing also those thorns are going to be dealt with on this road of faith. Amen. The grace is sufficient for that as well, but there's a time and procedure for every matter. So, okay, back to Psalm 37 again. So you dwell in the land, you partaking, you tapping into the vine, you're getting these dreams and desires. But then it goes on and says, you commit them to the Lord. You commit all the thorns, everything you commit to the Lord. Why? Goes on to say, in due time, the righteousness of that cause to deal with that situation, to bring light into that night, will come. So you stay in track. So you stay in the faithfulness, in the spirit, and in due time, God will come through for him. Goes on to say there in Psalm 37, and that it's waiting on the Lord. So whatever you're doing, and you know God has sent you there, God has given you that, whatever, it's all had to start with faith. Then you need to actually also look to God for the wisdom, for the answers that is necessary. And then when you've got it, amen, you can trust him and know it's going to come through. Amen. That's why it says wait patiently. Amen. The Lord will, because that's character being developed. So you've got that wonderful portion of scripture in Psalm 37. And then there's in James, it talks about count it all joy when you face various trials. Yeah. Knowing, amen, knowing God is going to take you through those things. There's going to be answers, but the answers will come as you just stay in tune, stay in the spirit, don't fall into the flesh, be spiritual, not carnal, and God is a living God. And then when you've come through, you have the crown of life. The crown of life, what is life? Eternal life. What is eternal life? Knowing the Father and Son. So you've got to experience and know the Father and Son, that they're with you and you in this together. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Be blessed, guys. Stay in tune. Run the race. God is good. His kingdom is coming and it's manifesting. It's real to you as a believer, and it's going to be real for this whole earth and everyone. But we as children of God need to be real for us now already. His kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.